We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sign him. That was Bryce Harper yesterday. What happened in the? What happened today? They had another inter squad game.
Apparently, Vince Velasquez looked great.
Oh, he dominated.
Looked sharp today.
Best start since the Padres start in 2016.
That's so Vince Velasquez ish to look good in an inter squad game.
Andrew Knapp threw up Bryce Harper. I saw that
by a mile.
Alec Bohm keeps hitting. I mean, I know there's no way to gauge if it matters or not, but every time I see a highlight, he's got a hit or a double or a single. Keeps hitting.
I'll tell you this.
That guy just hits, man.
Well, yep. I'll tell you this. It should matter. It would matter to me if I'm Joe Girardi. You know, as a DH, listen, man, keep him up. If he's hitting, keep him up. If he starts struggling, send him down. Right? But, man, you have a DH spot. Put him in there. I wouldn't play him on defense. I wouldn't play him at third base.
Only 60 games. The idea could be out there like, oh, maybe they'll keep down for a week, get the extra year. But 7 games out of 60, that's a lot. That's a big percentage of games.
That's what they'll do, though.
Girardi's probably going to – but if Girardi has a say, he's going to, I want him right now.
Yeah.
We need those 7 games.
Yeah. Well, that's good news. All right, so why is Bryce Harper, as Jack says, setting a dangerous precedent by yelling at the Phillies? Well, here's why. So now, yeah, you sign JT Realmuto. Great. All right. Oh, they end up signing him. They overpay him. Then next guy comes up and says, hey, where's my contract? Reese Hoskins. Does that mean that Bryce Harper is going to pick and choose who he's yelling and screaming for the Phillies to sign?
Yeah, that's how you create locker room or clubhouse discord, right? The star player is lobbying for one guy to get signed. Well, doesn't he have to do it for all these guys? Hey, look, I love that Bryce he's an ambassador for the franchise. Now, you could tell he's invested in all this stuff. Now, it's great. But Bryce could just – he doesn't have to be a GM, too. Like, I'm good with Bryce Harper, the right fielder. I'm good with Bryce Harper, the player, hitting 30 home runs and walking a lot and 100 RBI. That's great. I don't think this is a great thing he's doing this. I mean, I think people are like, well, he's going to get GT signed. That's good for the Phillies, but Bryce Harper's not a GM. He's not in the front office. Let the front office do the front office stuff. This is
– Yeah, I don't want the front office to do the front office stuff, unfortunately. Yeah, but, yes,
but
to your point.
I don't want Bryce to do it either.
No, I know. To your point, you're right. It creates a difficult dynamic going forward if, you know, Reese Hoskins, he wants a new contract and Bryce is now tight-lipped. It's like, all right. Like, Bryce Harper can get his point across that he wants JT Realmuto signed.
I think he did that already.
Without screaming and yelling at inter-squad games and stuff like that.
And he could do it behind the scenes. Like, I'm sure he could tell John Middleton, hey, we need this guy. We cannot let him go. And that would carry weight.
And I'm sure he will.
Right, but we don't need to be screaming and yelling and wearing the JT Realmuto t-shirt every day out there. I mean, it's becoming a little much now. I get it.
But I still like it at the same time. Jack, is it wrong that even when Bryce is doing something that I know he probably shouldn't do, I still love it?
No, because I think that's how everyone feels. I don't know if anyone's really thought about it from the angle that we're talking about right now, because they're just so caught up in the thirst of signing JT Realmuto, they don't realize that it could be bad down the road. But yeah, I don't blame you. I mean,
But I also think that you can be vocal in the media without being obnoxious. And he's being obnoxious by screaming.
Sign him.
Yes. After he hits a home run. I mean, I don't know if that's necessary.
Well, he's probably just caught up in the moment, you know.
I know.
But he's doing it intentionally. Like, again, there's a way to do this, a way to say it. The t-shirt was a little bit subtle. When you're screaming sign him in an empty ballpark for the 20 media people that are there, you know what the story's going to become. Then everyone's going to write about it or talk about it.
And here's my real gripe. Why is this not being filmed? Even if it was one camera that was behind the plate up in the press box, wouldn't you like to watch that? I mean, Jack's sitting there following live on Twitter.
Yeah, it's more exhilarating than the Union game.
Right, exactly.
It is ridiculous. Other teams are doing this. The Yankees have streamed everything, or it's live on TV, or you watch it online. I mean, put one camera in the park, even if it's not on TV. Like, the Phillies could stream it on their website.
Or they could put it, at the very least, they could stream it on their Twitter feed, yes, on their Instagram feed, and you would have a lot of people interested in watching.
I've watched every one of these dumb home runs and batting practice that's streaming, that people are filming. I want to see. We haven't watched this team play
in
months.
It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do it?
I have no idea.
But I just,
the Phillies at least put on their YouTube page or something. Like, you don't have to have the rights or whatnot.
No, maybe there's issues with MLB, but no, there can't be because other teams are doing it.
Right.
Anyway, and Jack had mentioned the union. Joe, I put it on this morning at 9 o'clock. I tried, man.
I was watching it with my kids, and so I went upstairs for a little while to like clean up from breakfast, and they were still downstairs watching, and they were just kind of in the room playing. And I came back. I was like, "Oh, who's winning? Did anyone score?" They stopped watching, and they told me no one had scored.
Then now they won 1-0.
They did. Eventually, they scored.
And yep. Jack, we're a pro union show.
Yeah, it's right? We're not
big
kinda,
Jim Curtin fans.
Yeah, we love Jim Curtin. Now, the kiss of death. We love Jim Curtin on the show.
Yeah, we just screwed him.
Yeah, like
poor guy.
They're gonna have an outbreak of COVID-19 now.
Yep.
But it was brutal this morning.
Oh, it's such. I don't get the soccer thing. Like, there's just nothing exciting about it.
You know what was interesting? Watching an event without fans.
It was weird.
Yeah, there was very eerily quiet in that wherever they are. I know they're
Orlando.
Florida. Yeah, but like whatever field they're at, it was eerily quiet. And there were some people.
There was a couple of it was like when one person yells at a game.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like. And there were people watching up on the screen.
Yeah.
Like a union fan was watching up on the screen.
And there were some people milling around on the sidelines. I don't know if they were personnel or they just whatever they were. But it was empty and quiet. That's going to be the weirdest thing about when sports comes back. Us watching
it
and it be just totally quiet.
Baseball's going to be weird because you're constantly looking at the stands, right? Like that's always a part of the camera frame.
Yeah.
Whether it's from the center field camera or when a ball gets hit out of play, it's going to be weird not to see it.
Well, think about when a slugger hits the ball, like Bryce hits the ball. You see the crowd rise. Yeah, they all think it's out, and they have none of that now.
None of it. It's going to be weird.
So speaking of the JT Realmuto contract,
yes,
he's speaking with reporters right now, and according to Jim Salisbury, he said did not want to address the contract situation, saying two sides were in prelim negotiations in Clearwater and talks have gone nowhere since shutdown.
Ooh.
He's not signing before free agency.
No, at this point, depending on what they're offering, and who knows what the Phillies might have went back to him and said, hey, listen, let's just talk after the season. Who mm-hmm. knows? But, I mean, like this year's going to be this year. Where you're going to see teams not spending the same amount of money is next year and the following year. Right? I mean, that's really when you're going to see it. This just isn't a one-year thing. The Phillies have 60 games. If they're losing however much money they're saying they're losing, that's going to hurt them next year.
And for him, he's 60 games from anyone in baseball bidding on him. Like, it's one thing before the season, at 162, he could say, well, what if I got hurt? What if I had a bad year? He's 60 games from a bidding war. Why would he just take an offer now?
And he's at that, and Andy and Defford, hang on, we're going to get you next. He's at that age where doing a three-year deal doesn't make a lot of sense for him. Because then he's 32, turning 33 years old, and the market for him at that point, he's not gonna get the same kind of contract that he can right now. Now is the time for him to strike, and unfortunately, with everything that's going on right now, it killed him.
Yeah, I think every day that goes by without a contract, it's just he's going to go to free agency. It doesn't mean that he can't come back here, but I don't think a deal's coming together, tomorrow. He's got 60 games, so the whole league could bid on him. He's not taking a Phillies.
But I mean, it all depends on the deal, right? Like, if they're offering a 4-year contract upwards of, let's say, $100 million,
well, then he'd probably take it,
right? I would hope that he would take it. I'm just curious to what exactly the Phillies are now putting out there. Certainly, whatever they offered him before, I would doubt that the same contract is out there right now, which is probably why he's saying, screw you guys. But we'll have to get some good reporting can talk about some numbers with that right there. 215-592-9494. Andy and Defford, hang on, because we're talking about, we talk about the Phillies, but Deshaun Jackson, I guess it was this morning, there was a post that was put up that said that Deshaun Jackson shouldn't have to apologize for anything, and he liked that post. This was on Instagram. So liking an Instagram post has more or less restarted this, at least for today, the Deshaun Jackson conversation. And just to be honest, I do feel like it. Not going to say it's a big deal, but Deshaun Jackson liking a post is saying that he's not sorry. Him liking a post and saying he shouldn't say he was sorry is him saying that, you're right. I shouldn't have said I was sorry, which means he's not sorry, which means he doesn't really get what the problem is.
Yeah, and look, we've heard from two NFL insiders on this show this week. We had Adam Kaplan on, and then today Ian Rapoport, and they both said this thing's not really over. The Eagles haven't actually made a firm decision on how this is going to end. I mean, obviously they've done nothing of action so far, but they haven't done anything, and it's going to be about the way he acts moving forward. And this is just the wrong – again, it's just wrong. You do something wrong, you apologize, everyone could try to move forward, but if you're liking posts that say you shouldn't have to apologize, it invalidates your apology. One of your three apologies that they put out the other day, it's not good.
It doesn't make it good, right? And more on that, and then Adam Schefter tweets this out. Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie has a documentary film company, Play Action Pictures. They just announced the completion of its inaugural project that has been in the works for 3 years. It's called The Meaning of Hitler. And Jeffrey Lurie is the producer, executive producer for The Meaning of Hitler. So, I mean, talk about timing and irony on that. You know, you can see why this is probably a bigger deal than a lot of people even understand how big of a deal it is.
Yeah, you couldn't have drawn up worse timing. I mean, you never want this situation if you're an NFL franchise, but if you're Jeff Lurie and the Eagles, I mean, you got to be saying, you got to be kidding
me
right now.
And now he's not staying off of social media. He's hitting the like button and that would have ticked me off if I was Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, and I'm sure I know about it. But really the question is DeSean Jackson worth the headache? Is DeSean Jackson at this point worth the headache of keeping on the team? Because DeSean's a headache. You know, and the more talent you have, the more that you're willing to deal with if you're an organization in any sport, right? But at this point, is he worth the headache? And, Joe, you think it's trending in the direction of he's not.
Yeah, look, he has to stop now. I mean, like, you know how the phrase, quit while you're ahead? Well, DeSean's still ahead. He's still on the team. He's still employed. He's still an Eagle. He's got to quit. I know it sounds so simple, like get off your phone, get off social media. Just put your phone down for a week, DeSean. This probably goes away. You apologize. You agree to go meet with some people in the community. Put your phone down for a week. Get to training camp. And this is probably going to blow over and you're going to keep your job. You keep liking posts. You're going to keep offending people. This shouldn't be so hard.
That's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. Shop local and buy her the ring that you want, that she wants. Details are at marks-jewelers.com. Is DeSean Jackson worth the headache? Yes or no? And I say yes just because of this. I mean, there's no doubt the talent. He's got to stay healthy. There's no doubt the talent and the difference he can make on the field. But it's also not supposed to be about on the field when you're making decisions like this. But I said it before. I said it at the beginning of the week, and I'll say it again. DeSean Jackson will not be cut unless something else happens after this. I don't believe he's going to be cut because of Riley Cooper, to where he's almost not cuttable. Because of what happened with Riley Cooper and the way the Eagles handled that.
So unless he keeps digging in. Like that's the problem now.
If he keeps digging in, it's going to be tough for them not to react to it. But for the most part, yeah, he's worth the headache because you don't really have a choice. Get him out there. Hopefully he behaves himself. Get him out there and let's see if the Eagles can win some games. 215-592-9494. Is DeSean Jackson worth the headache that's associated with what he brings? Let's go to Andy in Deptford. Andrew, what's up, Andy?
Yo, what's up, guys? How
we
doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
All right. Can I ask you guys this question?
Yes.
Last season, do you think we probably had the worst wide receivers in the NFL?
Probably.
Yeah, it was close. If not the worst, they're right there at the bottom, Andy.
Okay. So you would think Howie wanted to address one of the biggest weaknesses on the team last year. We can start this season with Rager, DeSean Jackson, possibly Marquise Goodwin and Ortega Whiteside as our starters? Like, where is the upgrade? Am I the only one that thinks Howie is clueless when it comes to putting talent together to build a team? I mean, really, what's this guy doing?
I actually think Gregor's going to have some success early, but Andy, in a year where you're not going to get a lot of mini camp time and training camp time, who knows, right? Who knows? I think DeSean's just coming back by itself. It improves everybody, right?
Yeah, but he's more of a one-trick pony. I mean, you double-team him, but where is our skill receiver at?
Yeah, they're banking on a rookie from TCU in the first round, and Andy, they're banking on Ortega Whiteside to actually have a pulse, which might be a really big mistake considering last year he was awful.
Look at Howie's two second-round picks in the last 2 years, Ortega Whiteside and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
On DeSean Jackson, though, you know, a lot of these professional athletes got to where they are right now because of their God-given athletic ability, not their God-given intelligence, okay?
Right.
You look at guys like Dante Stallworth, Leonard Little, those guys took somebody's life and were able to continue their playing career. So, I mean, do I think there's no excuse for what he said, but I don't think, you know, if you get rid of DeSean Jackson, you got $28 million with him and Alshon Jeffrey on your books for next year. You think the Eagles are going to let that happen?
Well, Probably not. They don't have a choice with Alshon, to your point. But I don't think I would be shocked if they cut DeSean Jackson unless something else happens from here.
I mean, like I said, a lot of athletes make stupid comments. Look what Michael Vick went to jail for. When he was throwing touchdowns, you think Eagles fans were complaining about the dog situation? The same thing with DeSean Jackson. When he's burning the top off defenses, scoring 70-yard bombs, you know what people were going to be doing? Standing up and clapping and cheering and saying, go Birds.
My man.
Well, you're right about that. This will go away, at least to a big extent, if he plays well. You're right.
Andy, did you have an overrated actor?
I got an overrated actor. Before I give you my overrated actor, Tom Hanks hasn't done anything good since the 80s. Are you kidding me? Tom Hanks is super overrated.
The 80s? I think you mean the early 90s.
Don't give me Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump, you probably couldn't even make that movie right now the way the world is.
Well, it was a different time then. You're right about that.
Tom Hanks, overrated. As far as my overrated athlete, my overrated actor, when I see this guy in movies, he's just always like the small, dorky, corny guy. How about Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller.
I mean, he had a run, but it is pretty amazing how high he rose, considering I never thought he was actually that good of an actor.
Yeah. His dad's a better actor.
By far.
So we've got to cut a couple of Johnny Depps, our buddy JB from Chestnut Hill.
Are we going to have to update the people on?
There is a Johnny Depp update.
Tough week for Johnny here.
Not a great Johnny Depp. We're going to have to work it into every show.
Overrated Al Pacino. Franny Diggs says this, and he's right. People act like people want to put Al Pacino in with De Niro and some of the great actors of our time. And really,
you talk about one guy that plays one role.
Yeah, he plays himself. Jennifer Lawrence? Yeah, I don't think Jennifer Lawrence is a bad actor.
I think she's good.
Oh, Jack Fritz actually said Al Pacino. Good job.
Yeah, Al Pacino's like, hoo-ah! Same thing in every movie.
Yeah, it's no.
I hate when people talk about the great sports speeches. I hate when they bring up the stupid football movie he's in.
It's terrible.
It's not a real football movie.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, like don't give me that.
Any Given Sunday?
Yeah.
That is a terrible movie. Like when we talk about football movies, you can say The Program. I mean, if you're talking about those type of movies, The Program. But that's a bad movie.
I did like the characters in that movie, though. They had some good characters in Any Given Sunday.
I didn't like it.
I see all those kind of folks.
No, like wasn't Cameron Diaz Cameron Diaz was the owner.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, 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 hoo-ah. Right?
James Woods was the doctor.
Oh, my God. It was so
LL
bad.
LL Cool J, the running back.
It was terrible.
No, you know, I'll tell you this, though. Jamie Foxx as Stephen Willie Beeman, that's a good character.
Jamie Foxx is a good character.
That he was good.
Like, Al Pacino's what? The Scarface, that's his thing. And Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather, that's a big one. Those are pretty big.
Yeah, good. It's just like, how about you evolve a little bit? Like, can he play anything else besides that role?
Well, not now. Nope. The guy's like 80
okay,
now.
I'm not talking about it now. I'm talking about his prime.
I know.
Prime Alpa.
Your nighttime producer, Tucker, says Tom Hanks.
Tucker's a moron. Has Tucker had a good take on anything?
Uh-huh.
It's been a while. Hey,
what are you doing with that guy, Jillio?
I can't control his
no,
takes.
No, it's you. It's you.
No.
I had to get out of there.
It's me. Tom Hanks is great. I listen to Tom Hanks slander.
Yeah, and I agree with Boston Sucks Mike, who says, you say Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is an excellent actor.
Overrated.
But I'll say, how's he overrated? It's like, and Andrew Porter brings this up on Twitter. He says that once guys get in their 50s, it's like, all right, yeah. I mean, they haven't done anything in a while. They're past their prime. They just kind of – not everybody can be Morgan Freeman making great movies into their 70s.
Well, that's what I'm asking for here, that the great ones last.
But yeah, that's weird because when you talk about your athletes, Joe, you're a peak guy. But your actors have to have a long time of greatness?
Yeah, because that's different. I mean, you can act and you could perform as an actor until you're 70 or 80 if you want to.
Kevin Costner.
Overrated.
That's
a good one.
Will Ferrell.
But Kevin Costner is the only one that can play an actual athlete in the movie. Like, everyone else sucks at playing baseball. He's been in
too many bad movies. Will Ferrell, overrated, underrated.
I think he's fine where he is. I think we'll settle into a nice place. Everyone knows what you're getting with Will Ferrell.
215-592-9494. Who's overrated? Who's underrated? Mark Wahlberg. Sam says that. And Tom. I tend to agree.
Yeah, he was really popular for a little stretch there. Yeah. Now it's come down.
215-592-9494 and the Eagles. Is DeSean Jackson worth the headache? First of all, do you agree that he's a headache?
Oh, he's a headache.
He's a headache. Is he worth it? And I wonder what Jeffrey Lurie's thinking right now.
I bet he has a headache right now.
I bet he does. Let's go to the phones. Jay, West Philly. Hi, Jay. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What you got?
Johnny
What's up? Am I giving you a headache, Jay?
Oh, man. You know, you do every day, man, every day. But with DeSean, I think he's worth it, man. He's worth it. You need him on his team. What he's doing now, I'm not saying he was right, but the suspension, it better not be more than what Riley got.
Well, Riley didn't get anything.
Yeah, he just was told to go home for a few days.
Away in Miami. That's
he got right. a vacation, yeah. Yeah, Jay, we actually agree. I don't think there's any way. Now, if something happens from here, maybe they're going to try to justify it that way. But the backlash that they would get if they did anything with DeSean Jackson would be huge.
If he get 4 days suspension or a game, I'm done, man. I'm done with the Birds. Because that's still the double standard that would be implemented.
Yep, 7 years later, the Riley Cooper thing's still biting him in the ass.
It's amazing. They're totally different, Jay, but Pete, you're going to feel that way, and the Eagles have to weigh that. I mean, that's fair.
You said they're totally different?
Well, the situations are they're not the same thing, right? They're different situations, but
they're both the same situation. It's both slander or whatever.
Right, well, they're both terrible things that were said, but they are
exactly.
different situations, yet it all ties back in. Like, I mean, they're two different separate things.
Yeah, but they better get the same treatment. That's it. I swear, because if that happens, I'm done with the Birds. With this pandemic and everything, I'm halfway. I got 1 foot out on sports.
Yeah,
baseball on his argument and all that stuff. Like he said, look, I done filled up time. I done seen the gap that it was taking up time. It was taking up. So, look, let him do that. Look, I'm done with the Bird.
All right,
definitely done.
You got an overrated actor or actress?
Sheesh, man, y'all done named all of them. Everybody I can't stand. I'm trying to think of somebody because I was gonna go Tom Hanks, but it's definitely. All right, Will Ferrell. That dude is overrated, side rated, everything. That dude is horrible, man.
Thank you, Jay.
He's the elf in every movie.
Yeah, I mean, he also, I mean, I don't know. I can't call him overrated.
I think you know what you're getting.
He's very good at what he does.
Yeah, he's a goofball.
Yes.
I like him better than Vince Vaughn, though. If I had to choose a Vince Vaughn movie or if I had to choose to have one in a movie, I'm going Will Ferrell.
He's not as funny as Vince Vaughn. Or he's not as funny as Will Ferrell. Like, they're different actors.
Yeah, they're different actors, sure.
Like it's basically Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler.
Mm. Well, Sandler's had a better run
than Will Ferrell?
Yeah,
My man out there on Twitter says, Vince Vaughn's so bad he can't even play himself on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
215-592-9494. Jay said something interesting, that with this whole pandemic thing, he's just like kind of out on sports. With the baseball owners and players fighting or whatever. I think when it starts back up,
yeah, people will be there. But the players and teams and owners, they have not made it easy on fans. Like it's been a bunch of bickering and complaining over the past few months. You know, rather than trying to bring people together, it's not been great.
On the other side, we'll give you Julian Edelman's response to the DeSean situation. We'll take your calls. DeSean Jackson, worth the headache? And who's the most overrated actor? It is not Tom Hanks. People are saying that it's not.
Not on this show.
Mark's and Reese on 94 WIP, don't go anywhere. But hey, listen, let's talk about guided door and window for a second. That's right, guided door and window. If you know you need new windows and doors, and believe me, I know it's not fun being like, man, I got to get new windows in my house. I got to get a new door. They cost, but that's why right now getting in with guided door and window, it's a great time because it's their summer sales event. 40% off every window and door, 40% off each and every door. And I'm a guided customer. So I can tell you, great product, best service, locally owned and operated company. You're dealing with a family company, too. So if you have those old drafty windows and doors, get in right now and get 40% off. And you can pay it off over the course of a year, 12 months interest-free. So you get your windows and doors, you don't pay interest, pay it off over a year. Do it right now. And that's any door that they offer. Insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, storm doors, and the best quality windows that you're going to find out there on the market. Don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Guided today to take advantage of these limited time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDED. 877-GO-GUIDED, or the website to check them out online is goguided.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.